G'day, Rob.
G'day, mate. How are you?
How are you, brother? You well? Welcome along.
Yeah, I'm pretty good, buddy. Yeah, look, I need to make sure you understand something about military people, okay? The reason why military people do what they do is because of honour.
Yep.
Now, I'm an Indigenous man. My father served in the Second World War. My grandfather served in the First World War. And my oldest brother was killed in Vietnam. Now, when you sign up to the military, you waiver your rights as a civil person, so you don't get compensation. You don't get any funds or anything like that. But the thing is, the bottom line why people join is called honour.
Yep.
It's called respect. And that's the one thing we lack in this world, in this beautiful country of mine, is that no one has respect of anything, and no one has any honour anymore.
That's a really interesting thing to hear you say. I hear that from a lot of people saying that the younger Australians today wouldn't last in the army. They're entitled and lazy. We can't find people who want to be apprentices. Look, this is a sweeping statement, but this is what I hear from people on this program. But you mentioned you don't do it for compensation. I know that, Rob. Every other workplace has health cover.
Yeah, look.
And if you come back with mental health issues, you're entitled to help.
Yeah, but look, I suffer with PST as well. And let me put it this way. I've got a young kid. He's 14 years old, 15 years old.
Mm.
And he gets dressed up in his number one clothes on Anzac morning and is proud to wear his grandfather's and his great-grandfather's medals. And the thing is, too, as an Indigenous man in the Second World War and the First World War, you've got to understand something. They never got full pay. They only got half pay. And they did it because of honour and respect. It's basically, the thing is that you go out to war. You go, look, I've been in some shit fights. Let me tell you something. I served 20 years in. Now, I went into a lot of shit fights. Now, it's hard to explain that, I think, what's his name, that actor with Tom Cruise and all those things, Jack Nicholls, I think his name was, and he said he stands on a fence protecting the people so they can sleep and have their nice cars and everything. Mm. That's true. You know, we get in a shit fight.
A few good men was the, yeah.
Yeah, no one cares what the sort of shit fight you get into, and I served with Robertson Smith. I know him personally, and he would say the same thing I'm saying now. You don't look to get compensation when you get hurt and you come back hurt, but your mates look after you, and that's what you learn in the military very, very quickly, is that your mates.
Yeah.
It's your mates that look after you. And Anzac Day is a hard day for me, because I lost mates, but I look back on some of the positive things. I jumped out of a helicopter in MCG. I looked after the Queen. I've driven a car for two prime ministers. And they're idle moments. You know, I've got a bravery medal for running into a helicopter that crashed in Wagga Wagga. But in saying that too, I got fined $2,000 for failing to salute an officer when I pulled him out, you know. But they're funny things you say at Anzac Day. But, you know, it's honour. It's all about honour and respect. And you're proud that you're looking after the country, and you're proud that the kids can go and run amok and all that, and knowing full well they don't experience some of the shit fights that I've been into. And my son's talking about going into the military, and I've told him he's got to go as an officer. Don't go as a grunt like me, son. Because he gets better food, better rations, better quality of life out of it all. But I'd do it tomorrow again.
Is there resentment from the rank and file towards the officers?
Nah, look, it all gets sorted out on sports days. I've cleaned up many of an officer who gave me the shits, and they've cleaned me up a few times too. But the facts of the matter, it's a brotherhood. Okay, when I came out of the military, I had to leave everything I learnt in the military, and I came out like a kid that just came out of school. And I couldn't get a job for ages. I ended up doing security and things like that. But the facts of the matter was, I was always proud and honour, you know, polishing your shoes, having your number ones perfect, your brass perfect. It's all to do with honour. And Anzac Day reflects looking after your mates, having a beer, and basically just reflecting on some of the funny times and some of the sad times. And that's what I look. It is a hard day for me. But in that hard day, there's some smiley moments too. But that's the thing. With city people don't understand that military people don't look to get rewards. They do it for a thing. There's two types of military person. One, it's in for career opportunities, and one, it does it for the love of this country. And I was one of those people that did it for the love of this country.
And the honour.
And the honour. You know, I put my medals on today and basically go for a march, and my son will be beside me wearing my dad's medals and my grandfather's medals. But the thing is, it's that one day you reflect and say, yep, I did this.
I am so with you. I'm enjoying listening to you, Rob. And I don't know whether you're aware or not, I'm Indigenous too. I'm a recognised Wiradjuri elder.
Yep.
And it makes me very angry to think of the Indigenous Australians. And have you been to the War Memorial in Canberra recently?
I've been there more than once.
Yeah, it's a don't, folks, go there, but don't think you'll be there for an hour. It's a day. It's probably a couple of days. But there is a whole segment now dedicated to Indigenous soldiers. And Rob will tell you this because of his father and his grandfather. There are many, many Indigenous Australians that went to fight on all platforms of war. And remember, it wasn't until 1967 we were even allowed to vote and recognised on the census. But we're happy to go to war. Correct, Rob?
Correct. And the facts is, the reason we went to war is not to protect the emperor and all that sort of crap. It's because of this country. We protect... Look, my father was at Kokoda, right? And he told me stories of some of the shit fight they used to have to do. You know, it's my son and I have done that walk 5 or 6 times.
Have
so
you
far.
Really?
Yep. My daughters are 21 and 22. They've done it with me. You know, it's, in my theory, any young Australian should do 3 trips. The Western Front, Gallipoli, and Kokoda. And once they do that, then they've got the right to say that they're Australian and recognise what not only blokes but also girls did. Because at the end of the day, Anzac is just one's point, one button on a shirt of a soldier. And that's what you got to respect. Is not the fallen let we forget, it's basically the sacrifice, not only the soldiers and the sailors and the airbys, but the families lost. You know, and that's, and I'm getting a bit emotional now because
okay, I understand. Please, I'm listening to every word. Keep going.
And the thing is, when we come back, you know, I lost my brother in Vietnam.
I'm so sorry.
Right? And because he was a boom, as they used to say, you know, you don't get any recognised for it.
Was he conscripted? Right? Was he conscripted, or did he join up?
Nah, he volunteered.
Wow.
Right. I come back from Mozambique, and you've got to understand that our role in Mozambique was to bring food into a country. Okay, that was our standing orders, and then approximately 600 metres from where we're having Yorkshire pudding and roast beef and stuff, people are starving because the guerrillas are stealing the food as it was coming out. And our rules of engagement was not to help, you know, the missionaries and all that to get the food to the starving people. Our job was just to unload the ships and bring it in. And then every morning we used to have to go out and do the body pickup, pick up babies and things like this. That's called honour. You know, we did it because we had to do it because we were trying to save a country from being overrun by guerrillas. You know, I went to Kuwait and liberated Kuwait, right? I got a medal from the Kuwait government. It was solid gold. I'm not allowed to wear it because we weren't there. Huh. You know, in the same breath, I came back from Mozambique and I sat down on the porch and I had that photo. And that was my healing process. I looked at my dad and my dad looked at me and the exact words were, "War is dirty, son." And I looked at him and he goes, "I know." And that was my healing process. And that's where I'm coming from again. Mates, no matter what war you went to, you looked after each other. You stood side by side. You got in the crap. They got in the crap. And you backed each other up. And to this day, I have mates still call me up when they hear things have gone bad for me or I've heard things from them and I'll call them up. That's what you get learning when you're in the military. No matter what color your skin is or where your religion is or what you do, it's called respect. It's called love. It's called honor. And I tell you what, when we completely as a nation lose that understanding of honor, we're stuffed. And that's when I hope we never lose Anzac Day, because while we still have Anzac Day, we will still have honour. We were proud and we are still proud. And I bang my chest, no matter if you're black, white, yellow or polka dot, you are proud Australian. And people who come into this country need to definitely know some basic rules. Melbourne Cup, grand finals and Anzac Days.
Rob, if this is not caller of the week, I don't know what is. Rob, thank you so much for your passion. Thank you and your family so much for your service.
Matt, no need. I do it because this is my country, just like it is everybody else's country who lives here, no matter if you're black or white. And the people need to understand that. We're not black and white. It is Australia. We are Aussies. Oi, oi, oi. That's all I got to say. All the best, mate. Take it easy and have a good day. See ya, boy.
If that's not caller of the week, I don't know what is, Thomas. What do you make of that, folks? The people you meet. The people you meet here at this time of the morning. Only here on the night shift on Triple M.